This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
All right, everyone. I'm back, baby. I'm back in the DraftKings groove. That's right. The DraftKings groove. You've heard about our friends at DraftKings. We've been talking about them for a little while now. We've been talking a couple episodes in a row, maybe a few here, maybe a little more than a few, for quite a while, because they're our good friends down there. The leader in daily fantasy sports all across the globe. Don't fuck around. So really, I'm trying to ask myself questions about DraftKings, and I'm thinking, what is the best part about DraftKings? It's really the uniqueness about making each lineup. And the way I compare it, it's kind of like making a nice soup, honestly, because there's so many different ingredients and reasons that go into it. Like, you're picking players because of money, because of who they're playing, because of what they've done the last three games, because of the way their team photo looks like, because of the way their name sounds when you read it off the page. So many things that go into it. And by the end of it, you got your own soup and you're hoping that it tastes fucking good when it pays out. So DraftKings, one of the things I've noticed is that a lot of people don't know how to play, and that's the reason they don't get into it. So I'm telling you, if you want to know how to play, very simple. First of all, go there. If you're a new user, sign up using the promo code THPN. Free bonus. I think it's $5. A little $5 entry right when you get started, just to kick you off. And then go ahead and choose whatever sport you're comfortable with. If it's hockey, go for hockey. And there's a couple different styles you can do. You basically choose what style of contest you want, whether it's a salary cap dictated one, a tier dictated one. You can pick how many people are in the contest, if it's thousands, if it's just you and another person, and choose your entry fee. There's free contests out there. That's the best part about this. If you're not a gambler, that don't matter. You can still have fun. You can still put the bragging rights on the line. So definitely have a look at that out right now. DraftKings has paid out over $7 billion in winnings across all sports. So that's just insane to think about. And so now that you know that, go to DraftKings.com, use promo code THPN, and you'll get your first free entry with your first deposit. That's promo code THPN, free entry, first deposit, only at DraftKings.com. Minimum $5 deposit is required. Eligibility restrictions do apply. Stick and Rink podcast is about to fucking launch.
Oh, harder, baby.
Fellas, I'm always happy to be around you. You guys kind of feel like my team now. You and I, we don't get fucking shelled by another team before we do this. So that's kind of nice. Unlike the Canucks, who get railed after having a good start. Railed. Absolutely railed after having a good start. We're going to get to that later, though. First, I want to welcome on my homies for life. Raffle Daddy, how you doing?
Not bad, buddy. How are you doing today? What's going on? How's your day?
Up and down, I would say. Up and down.
Up and down? Up and down.
Yeah.
It's not bad. It's like a fucking pogo stick, dude. Up and down.
Yeah. I'll take some limelight here and I'll say the shitty part about my day was that I had spaghetti squash again for dinner, and I've had some form of fucking red sauce dish, I would say, about 6 times in the past 4 days. So
I have a question for you.
I'm done with it. It's fine. What's up?
How many days in a row do you think you can eat spaghetti squash as a leftover before you just can't do it anymore?
Not ration wise, taste wise, like how much I get tired of it.
Yeah.
I thought I'd be able to eat a lot.
Spaghetti squash pretty often. 2 days?
Yeah. I'm getting fucking tired of it. That's yeah. It's happening quick. And today we ate it with no parm cheese, no pesto. Fuck me. It was a disaster. But Josh. Fair. I want to hear from you, Josh. How you doing?
What's going on, boys?
Mr. Bobby R himself.
Dude, I'm actually... Okay, well, there's a couple things going on in Josh's life, okay? The first thing, we're back on the ice. Me and Elijah went to a family skate, and we turned that shit into an Olympic 500 meter, just ripping around, seeing what our time was. So that was amazing. I had a blast. It was actually, I was thinking about this today. It was so nice to just be back out there, shredding it out there with the boys. No stick, no pocket, and it was just like good vibes. I had a blast. Number two, in order for Josh to be optimistic for hockey season, he has to be in shape. So what did Josh do? He went to Walmart and got some fucking dumbbells, and he's been just fucking locking it out in the last couple days. Just I'm gonna do bench only, so my slap shot's gonna be unreal. If I can even get the puck off the ice when I number one.
Dude, you're gonna break so many sticks.
Oh, dude, I can't wait. I'm gonna have an army of sticks waiting on the bench. So that's number two. Number three, and this isn't good news, this is just a disclaimer for all viewers and a heads up and a caution. Do not, I repeat, do not try the Wendy's Baconator Pringles. dude, I'm not.
What?
Dude, why would you go for that?
I don't know. I was in the store today. I hadn't eaten anything. I got two rock stars because they were like 2 for $5, which is not good for me. And then I somehow topped it all off when I walked in the chip aisle and I saw this can. And it literally had a nice, juicy Baconator. I'm like, oh, I'm like, I love the Baconator from Wendy's. So bought it, I opened it, and the smell, I'm like, okay, that can be a little deceiving. I took a bite, dude. They actually, like, guys, I'm not even joking, they taste like puke. They taste like actual vomit. Like, it's so fucked. So, yeah, that's how my last couple days have been going. So, overall, I'm great.
I'm
doing fantastic. I'm alive. I'm fucking
hitting chest
day every day, and I'm back on the ice with my friends. Like, you can't bring me down.
I want to get to the weights and the working out part in a second, but I do want to get your guys' thoughts. What are – I go to the gym, dude. I'm a gym guy now. But I want to get your guys – where are Pringles on, like, the chip list? Like, do you guys have them as, like, a premium chip or as, like, a – like, garbage?
They're like a bottom five.
Really? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, that's the strangest thing though. I never bought them as a kid, or like my family never bought them, and I don't know why. But
The one thing that I will say about the Pringle, there's a couple things. First, the consistency. You know what you're gonna get.
Yeah, every damn chip.
I love that. They're the only chip company that truly does not sell air, and I applaud that. Number two, the crumbs at the bottom. There's nothing better than like when you're on a road trip with the boys and you're crushing Pringles and it's time to shoot it. And then your buddy hits the brakes and then the crumbs go everywhere in his car. So I don't know. I think that in terms of overall flavor, I'm with Raph. They're absolute garbage. But like the crunchiness is fine. You can conceal them with a lid, which is nice, so they don't actually go bad. So I'm not opposed to them, but yeah, definitely not a number one pick.
The shitty thing about the way that they flavor them too is like, I don't know if you guys have ever seen how a Pringle is fucking covered with flavor. It's like sprinkled and it's never along the edges. It's only like the middle crevice and that's it. Nowhere else. It's like, what about the fucking rest of the chip, dude?
Yeah, it's weird. Like, I feel like someone just puts ketchup spice, they shake it, and then they put it on the shelf.
Done.
Pringles, I will say though, one of the best chips to one bite. Like one of the best one bite chips there is on the market. Because like you said, consistent every time and just like, no, it does the trick when you want a one bite of chip.
Dude, and when you do the duck, you put two chips together and you do the duck face.
Oh, no.
It's the closest us guys get to it, man. It's kind of made me want to do some lip filler once in a while. Fuck it. That should be a good stake for a bet. Hey, loser gets lip filler. Fuck it.
Oh. We can do loser gets Botox and you don't see any emotion on your forehead for like 3 weeks.
You want to see how white my face would go if someone was about to stick a needle in my lip? Like I'd be yelling bloody murder, dude.
I don't think you'd be yelling. I think you'd already be passed out.
Yeah, that too.
Like a hot, sweaty milk bag just getting a lip injection. So
oh god. So the weights, dude. So you're working out coincidentally. I worked out today too. I went to the gym.
Well, you know what it was, and I'll credit you guys because I think I don't know if Raph brought it up on the podcast, but he brought it up with I don't know, Bailey. Bailey's like, come to the gym with me. And to me, like, Bailey's not, like, motivating. Because, like, this guy's, like, he's an athlete. Like, he's just good at everything. So
And he's a gym guy already.
Yeah, he's a gym guy. I don't give a fuck. Whereas, like, when I see, like, Elijah, I think you briefly mentioned it on an episode. Or, like, right before we recorded an episode, you're like, yeah, I went to the gym. Like, fuck. I'm like, if this guy's working out, I'm like, fuck that. I'm like, I am not being the out of shape one out of this trio. I already knew Raph did occasional home workouts. I'm like, okay. I'm like, I'll be on Raph's level. And
I think Raph's more than occasional at this point.
Five days a week
for this guy.
Yeah, 5 days a week. Bailey's the worst person to. So since I bought an iPhone, I got like the whole MyFitness app thing and everything. Bailey is the worst fucking person to be on that app with, because you'll wake up to a notification of him doing a workout at 8 a.m. that has burned 900 calories.
Yeah,
and I'm just saying, they're like, that's more than I'm going to burn this entire day. And he didn't hour and a half, 2 hours, maybe.
Yeah. No one needs that friend in their life. Like, no one needs people. I need Bailey, but no one needs that kind of friend in their life where it's like, fuck you. Yeah. I would mute that shit so quickly.
Yeah,
I would 100%. I find a bunch of fat friends, dude. I find a way to enable it where it's like, Joe over there ate 1500 calories this week or this morning. I'd be like, hell yeah, dude. Thanks, Joe.
The shitty thing too is that he came up to me, I think one day when I first got it set up, he's like, yeah, you want to start a competition? So it's like where you go like toe to toe and see how many calories each person burns. I'm like, fuck that.
You probably
leave me alone, Bailey. Yeah.
On the note of going to the gym with people though, like, I'm very picky who I go with, just because they need to be at my level, and my level is like very, very not strong at all. Because like, you could say, hey, we'll just go do the same workout and you could do like adjusted weights based on what you could do. But it's just not the same, dude. Like I cannot bench press a lot at all. So if I'm taking off like more than half your weight to do what I have to do, it's like, thanks for the confidence boost, guys. Yeah. Like, I think I need to be by myself, and dude, I just need to struggle with it.
Why don't you and I go to the gym? We'll do a compound day. This is all we're gonna do, okay? We're gonna do fucking deadlifts. We're gonna bench and we're gonna fucking squat. And that's all we're gonna do.
Can we go to an actual gym though, not a rec center? Like, we'll go to see, and we'll run the squat rack. We'll be like, guys, come up. How many sets do you have left? Like 30, dude. Fuck off.
Yeah, dude. And then we're gonna be the guys doing arm curls in the squat rack.
Yeah. You guys are gonna be the guys the next day who aren't gonna be able to roll out of bed because you're gonna be so fucking sore.
Seriously, dude, I had legs. I was sore for 6 days. I don't know what the fuck.
Jesus.
Happened.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, moving on, boys. We don't have to move on. I got canker sores in my mouth. We could talk about that if you want.
No.
That sucks. I literally have fucking herpes in my mouth again.
Okay.
That sucks. Should we move into hockey? Do you guys want to talk some stick puck?
Oh, yes.
I want to, but like, I don't want to talk about Vancouver because it just makes me sad.
Well, okay. We're a Canucks podcast. People know this. We tell you once in a while. Rome fell again. Caesar has fallen. Motherfucker's been resurrected a couple times. Olympus got his castle back. Fallen. Yeah. They've literally motherfuckers be storming the Red Keep every single game at this point. Like, so I think this is 3 out of 4 games now. A 2-0 lead, a 2-0 lead, and a 3-0 lead. Just poof. Gone. Gone into thin air. Now, guys, the easy thing to do here is to just regurgitate the same thing that everyone says, to say the facts like I just did, and to spew the negativity and to just continue, just hop on the train like people hop on the bandwagon of a successful team. But where are the positives here? There's got to be some.
I mean, the top guys are still being the top guys.
In a certain degree, yeah.
To a certain degree. Like they're still getting on the point. Like they're still putting up points.
This isn't an opinion I have. This is actually like an actual question. Do you think, especially the way our team is made up, where it's skilled guys as leaders, like it's not a Tkachuk as a leader. It's not a, who's another big guy, big captain out there. There's not a ton out there these days.
Jamie Benn,
it's not a guy like that. It's not a guy like Ryan O'Reilly, even, who's like pretty hard nosed, I'd say.
Yeah.
Do you think it's an issue when your leadership core are those skilled guys? Because when those guys, I get it, they're getting points, But even today, when the comeback was starting, and you know, like Edmonton gets one goal, once they get the second goal, that's kind of the like, all right, now it's time to put your nuts on the table. Like,
yeah,
we get it. You had a great start, which is that's part of being the skilled player. But I think the part being a leader comes in when that second goal is scored, and now it's like, okay, we've blown a couple of games recently. We only have a one goal lead now. Yeah, I need to do. Yeah, like what's the leader play here? That's what kind of worries me about having skilled guys like Pettersson mm-hmm. and Hughes mm-hmm. is that you're really banking on like, okay, I guess we're gonna go out and dangle someone. Like, that's the big play where it's, you know.
Yeah, like I guess the simplicity of it, and again, like we can only speculate about what the Canucks' mindset was when Edmonton got that second goal to make it 3-2.
Yeah,
and there's a little bit of me that thinks like, okay, I know it's boring, but like when you're at a 3-goal lead and like, why don't you just play the fucking trap at that point? Like just and you know what? I'm sorry to say, but like, why wouldn't you? Like, why doesn't any team do that? You get a 2-goal, 3-goal lead. Like, you know, as soon as if you're at 2 or less, I think you have to keep the pedal down. But when you're at 3 and when did Edmonton get the first goal? Their first goal.
End of the first period.
End of the first period. So, I mean, again, like you still have a full 40 to play, but there's just a little bit of me that thinks like, okay, like how do we want to play this? And the trap, like, I'm sorry, but like when someone's like, you're a boring team to watch. Yeah, that may be, but at least you're getting wins and you're not taking stupid chances.
Yeah. The thing I'll say about that is it's interesting because I don't think the trap would work. Like, because essentially,
David Draisaitl, it definitely would not work.
Yeah, and any offensive team, because essentially, when they get into the offensive zone, if they get past your trap, now they're just in the offensive zone. Like, there's no trap once you're there.
Yeah,
right. And they didn't have any problem getting there this game. I think the interesting point to make though is the style of this team playing defense with that lead is very counterproductive sometimes. Like, it wasn't directly biting them in the ass in this game, but just this idea that the simple plays seem to go away when we need that leadership play, like the simple off glass or the simple, you know, get down and just get it on the goalie and get a face off. That doesn't seem to happen with our top players because they're constantly trying to keep possession. That's the weirdest thing is like we're down one, we're getting absolutely run in our own zone, and a guy gets the puck and his first instinct is to pass it backwards behind his own net.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty fucked.
I think for me, and this has probably been my biggest frustration with Vancouver this year, is the how long it takes, but also just like the amount of defensive turnovers they have trying to get out their own end. Like I find, and like when you're,
that's very true.
Like when I look at a team like Edmonton, who is just so stacked up front with your two big guys, you can't afford to fuck around in your own end. And that's where it plays into your point, E, where it's like high off the fucking glass, get it to center and go for a change. Like, that's what it needs to be. It needs to be the simplicity of it. Like, Hughes doesn't need to be snapping cross ice passes over the middle. Not saying that he did that today, but like just these riskier plays that just don't need to happen when you have a lead. Like, why?
I kind of disagree with both of us because we're both saying it, because I do think when you're starting to lose a lead, you do have to have some sort of offensive answer. Yeah. But you're right. Like, it has to be, it can't be like, oh, here's my shift, I'm going to go get a goal. It's like, no, it's my shift. If I'm in my own zone, I have to make a smart play for 45 seconds.
Yeah.
And like, if you get your chances, now you go. Now you don't sit back when you have the chance. But you have to, like we're getting to the right point here. You have to make the smart play when you're at a 3-2 game. And they're just not doing that right now.
I guess, like, what I would say then is you need to keep it, like, when you're trying to get out of your own end to prevent a goal, that's when you need the simplicity. However, when you're in the neutral zone and trying to break into the offensive zone, and once you're in the offensive zone, yeah, sure, get creative, because that's what these guys are paid to do, is to put pucks on that. So I have nothing against Vancouver's offensive zone strategy. Nothing. It's the not making the simple plays in the defensive end and just low risk plays. It's like going for a fucking layup opposed to shooting the three. It's like, yeah, the three is worth more points, but like the layup, it's like it's a guaranteed shot. It's a high percentage play. Like yeah, that's what I think. And we're not analytics based, but that's what I would dumb it down to.
Yeah, that's armchair style right there. That's what we are.
Yeah.
One of the positives here is that somehow in a weird world, if the Canucks miss the playoffs, if they miss the playoffs, we will be golfing at the same time as the players, so we have a higher chance of seeing them at the course. That's kind of a positive spin that I thought about.
So what you're saying is if the Canucks are eliminated, as soon as game 56 happens, you and I are going to what's the course in Kelowna?
Predator Ridge.
We're going to Pred, and we're playing 18, and we're paying the $175 fucking green fee to go hang out with fucking Shotgun Jake. And Raph's gonna drive the cart. He's gonna be waffled, and we're gonna have a sick fucking time.
So what you're saying is we're gonna use our podcast money for this?
Yes.
Hell yeah. Hey, is this the return of the podcast funds? Are they back, baby? Credit card back in stock?
Yeah. Why? Wait. Question: why haven't we used the podcast fund to just invest in like AMC and we'll just hold the line?
Well, you see, Elijah used all of our podcast funds.
Yeah, I got a sick setup at home though. Don't worry.
Yeah,
it's nice. That would be sick though. We should like network wide. We should get every host to pitch in like $10, and we'll all put it on a stock,
and then
we'll just use it as like network capital.
Yeah,
like here we are, dude. That's people say it's hard to start a business. There you go.
Boom. Maybe we can all collectively buy one Bitcoin.
and we'll change our network to the One Bitcoin Network.
The One Bitcoin.
We got a whole Bitcoin. We want a bit of you too.
The one coin to rule them all.
Genius.
Going back to Vancouver for 1 minute here is the other positive thing is we're scoring first. That's a big thing. I like that. I truly don't mind that. But for some fucking reason, again, I don't want to beat the horse or was it beat the dead horse with a stick, but it just seems that we don't know what to do with ourselves once we have a lead. Like, it's just like, okay, we're out in front. It's 2-0. Yeah. Oh, it's 3-0. It's like, what do we do? Oh, let's snap a pot. Let's try and snap one over to Petey. And like, it's a big fucking turnover. It's like, okay, 3-1. It's like, oh, we still got a cushion. It's like, no, it just doesn't happen. So I just feel like the Canucks, it seems like they were a really good team from playing behind. Like, they are a very good underdog team. Like, I feel like everyone kind of wrote them off last season, like they weren't going to do anything, and then they actually did unreal. And yet when you come into a season where the expectations are so high, then it's like everyone just turns into fucking Houdini and just disappears, and like no one is anywhere to be fucking found.
Yeah, this is a very big challenge for this team right now, and that's why as a fan right now I'm actually going to enjoy this losing season, because I'm really looking forward to just figuring it out now. Okay, who really takes the lead in this team leadership-wise? Does Bo step up and he becomes this fucking Linden-type figure? Yeah. Or is it I don't know. Is it a guy like Tyler Myers? I have no fucking clue. Like, that's what I'm kind of excited for.
I mean, I think the other thing as well is, you know, in terms of leadership, like, everyone's like, yeah, like the veteran, like you rely on like veteran leadership and all that. It's like, that's cool, but like these guys aren't going to be here long term. Like, you need to start thinking about long term leadership, not veterans, because all these guys like Sutter, who are on, you know, bit of heavier deals, who else would be one? Like, even like Tyler Mott, like, isn't he a little bit older, or is it Jordy Ben? I don't know. Anyway, Brandon Sutter, you know, like these guys that like, or like Tanner Pearson, like guys who've been to the playoffs multiple times. It's like, okay, those are good guys to have in the playoffs, but you need to get there first. Like, those guys aren't going to get you to the playoffs. Yeah. They're not, like, they're not good enough. And I think it's finding someone who is younger who can provide that leadership. And it ties into your question, is Bo Horvat that guy? And I really hope he is, because he's a good player. Like, I really like watching him. He's just
he's a fantastic player.
He's a good two-way guy. Like, he is just a solid two-way center.
Yeah. One day when this team does win the cup, when this core does it, he will be a big reason why.
100%.
I got two more questions on this topic before we move on. First of all, does this game kind of had this vibe to it afterwards? Do we see a firing or a trade tomorrow?
Well, I was going to say something.
Like, we've addressed it a couple times. Like, we've kind of brought it up a few times, but I think this is kind of the first. Okay, it has a strong chance.
Do you think, I don't know. I'm wondering, and this might be very early, but do you think we maybe see, like, Holtby get traded or something? We bring up DiPietro and give him some ice time and, like, really start putting the heat on Demko? Because it's like, hey, man, like, you know, right now, to me, the message in the goalie situation is, Demko, you're still the future. We got you a bridge goalie in Holtby just to kind of be a Band-Aid in case you suck, which neither goalie has really done well. So I'm wondering, is it in our best interest to trade Holtby to a team that, you know, wants to do a playoff run that only has one goaltender, whatever, and then bring up DiPietro, who is a younger goalie? It's like, hey, now we got two young guns going for it. And really put that pressure on.
I think that's not to hate on you. I think that's probably one of the worst moves you could make. That's because sick. Because
wouldn't that technically be going back to like 1A, 1B type situation if we did that?
Yeah, it kind of. Like, I see where both of you guys are coming from. Like, it definitely puts it back to like, oh, okay, who's the starter now? And then, but Josh says like it definitely puts like some heat on him. But I think like timing wise with this team, one of the biggest shit storms that we're dealing with right now is no one knows who the fuck's in charge. Like in terms of the players, right? Like, it's just it seems like a very fragile mental team right now. And thankfully Demko hasn't been horrible. Like, especially his last few games, he's played quite well. Yeah. And we've seen great potential from him in the past in the playoffs and everything. So I think the last thing you'd want to do to him is kind of say like, yeah, well, like, you're not fucking doing it either. So like, if you don't tighten it up, DP's coming in. Like, you know,
yeah.
I think you kind of want to avoid doing that to him. Maybe to the veteran guys that aren't performing, JT Miller.
JT Miller. Edler, like, I don't know. Like, if this season is a write-off, let's get some of the younger prospects some ice time. Let's trade Edler, get like something for him. Get like a fucking fourth round pick. Get something for the guy. He'll retire at the end of the year. And just trade them and, you know, just start bringing up the young guys. Like, it's like, hey, like, if you bring up a young guy and you're like, hey, we're mathematically eliminated from the playoffs, that takes so much pressure away, because at that point, he's just playing. He is just playing and he is showcasing his talent.
That's a good point.
So
we do have some deep prospects out there.
Yeah. So I think that might also be a possibility. It's like, if we really want to trade some of these guys, like, let's trade it. Like, let's trade the veteran leadership and let's fucking euthanize the old people. We'll trim the fat.
Let's use some fucking ageism in here, dude. Let's get them the fuck out.
Yeah.
Everyone, like, in the locker room, Travis Green's like, hey, y'all, if you're over 32, fuck out of here.
Yeah, seriously. That'd be sick. Like, why doesn't Vancouver just be like, hey, guys, we're the 30 and younger club, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if you want the senior deal, go across the street and go eat at Denny's. Like, we're not, and just go full fucking daycare. Like, why don't we do that? I don't know. Just a thought.
Okay, so the last nugget, this isn't even a question. Last nugget of information I have before we move on. The tale of the St. Louis Blues. So in the year before the St. Louis Blues won the cup, they completely missed the playoffs. That year, they traded for Ryan O'Reilly, and that's like that year, his first year on the team, like everyone knows, last place in January, go on to win the cup. And so like the similarities are there between that team. I'm not saying this is like voodoo magic, we're going to win the cup this year. All I'm saying is that this is a team that had an insane, like a very deep veteran core that did not perform. The manager made a big trade that really didn't look good in the beginning. And look at that, in the end, it worked out. All I'm saying is that a little patience is going to go a long way with this team. I don't think I'm not the guy that says we're one move away, but I think this is pretty much the team that's going to get it done for us. So let's bump the brakes on the sadness a little bit.
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
I would say, if we're really going to compare the Blues to the Canucks, at least in those two teams, you had a goaltender like Demko kind of come out of nowhere. Take the throne from a veteran goalie like Binnington did to Allen. The one thing I will say is Vancouver needs a bolster on defense. They need something. I think they need to make a splash of a trade, and they need like a right shot defenseman to play with you. Like, they need someone like that.
Yeah.
And like,
interesting.
It to me, it just is really unfortunate that like everyone's like, well, we let fucking Chris Tanev walk. I'm like, really? I'm like, you're going to tell me Chris Tanev is the only fucking guy that can play with Quinn Hughes? Quinn Hughes is good enough that he can play with anyone if they're at a decent skill level.
Yeah, he's showing that with Jordy Benn right now.
100%. So if you put Hughes with like another skilled defenseman, like a top four guy, like that's what you need. Like, I don't think the Canucks have someone good enough to be a stay-at-home guy to back up Quinn Hughes. They don't have anyone.
And that's the issue. Yep, there's a bunch of issues with this team. Hopefully we can figure out one game at a time. We'll end up in the playoffs, and we won't be golfing with them.
There you go.
Let's move on, though. So the biggest story really in sports right now, I get it, we're a hockey podcast, but when a story like this hits the news, you kind of got to talk about it. You got to dive in. Tiger Woods, some fucking devastating news, man. I don't want to say Kobe Bryant reminisce, but I'm going to say it anyway, even though he did not die, and still like a kind of a positive spin on that side. But Tiger Woods gets into a one car collision, serious lower body injuries. I had the details for you. Well, I'll give you the details, then we'll go into reaction and stuff like that. So Tiger Woods, one car collision, ends up in surgery. He ends up with a completely shattered ankle on his right side. He has a compound fracture of his fibula and tibia. So that means the bone poked through the skin twice, two different spots.
Oh, gross.
Yep. And I believe his other ankle might have been broken as well. And either way, so what the big surgery that they did this time was to stabilize a lot of stuff. And one of the things they put a rod in to stabilize the compound fracture, I believe, in his tibia. Fibula.
Fibula.
It's not the femur. The femur? I know it wasn't the femur. I think it was. There must be another bone up there that's called like the fibula or something like that. No idea.
The tibia is in your ankle, if I'm right.
Or and then which one's your shin bone?
Your shin bone.
that's the term. Either way, this motherfucker's got a rod in his leg right now. So the obvious answer is we hope he gets better. He's the fucking goat of golf. But first reactions from you guys when you heard the
news? I had a guy who I was talking to today, like shortly after we found out, and he's like, how crazy would it have been if like this all happens and then we find out that Tiger Woods was, let's say, like under the influence or something?
Yeah.
Like, I know it's just kind of weird to be saying that right now, and I know it's obviously very devastating. And it sucks, and like all my condolences go out to his family. But like what if, you know what I mean? Like, how shitty would that be, especially with his track record, with everything that happened in the past?
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't even think it's a shitty thing to think, because we're talking first reactions here. Like, if that's your first reaction, you have validity for thinking that, I think.
Yeah, just kind of like a little bit of negative energy going towards a negative situation, you know?
Yeah, I get that. Josh.
My initial reaction was, first, I'm just glad he's okay. I think that I could say that for anyone who's in a car crash, like, you're safe. I'm curious to see what is released about how the crash happened, because he was alone.
That is a bad crash too.
He was alone. It was midday. You know, the helicopter shot of the car made it look fucked, but it also looks sunny because he was in California. So I'm very interested to see how that kind of worked. My other reaction was, holy fuck, is this guy ever going to play again?
Yeah. Like, and that's my next question. True. Is this the end?
Now here's my one thing is he, like, does he have a similar leg injury to what Alex Smith had for the Washington football team? Okay. So if Alex
Smith granted, sorry, I should say Alex Smith's injury, a lot of Alex Smith's problems were after the fact. Like, not so much, it wasn't like the compound fracture that didn't heal well, it was the infections and everything afterwards.
Yeah, which again, like, to me, it's like, okay, even if he's stable, like, that's fine. But I'm more curious to see, like, okay, what does this healing process look 3 or 4 months down the road, where it's like when, you know, bacteria and infections really start to come out and play. So that's number one. What I would say, though, is who do you think is a better athlete, a mediocre quarterback or the greatest golfer of all time? Like, can Tiger come back and actually perform? Like, again, very two different sports.
Yeah. But
I think, like, hey, look, like, if Alex Smith can come back, play in the NFL, get hit by, like, 250-pound guys.
That's very,
like,
true.
Why can't Tiger Woods actually, like, swing a club? However, the one thing that wasn't released is how this affects his back, because he has had 6 back surgeries, I'm pretty sure, and he just had a surgery on it recently. So even if his leg fully heals, dude, that crash, there's no way his back wasn't affected in some type of way. Maybe not broken, maybe not twisted, but there is something in there that I think may not play again. I would not be surprised if his leg fully heals, but his back is the thing that actually got more fucked up.
Yeah. So, I mean, I agree. I don't think he plays again, sadly.
I think that's so upsetting. And I hope I'm wrong. I really
don't. I think that goes without saying. I think we all hope we're wrong in this case.
Like, I think he'll play, but he won't be, like, I think he'll come back, but he won't be at nearly the same level. Nearly. Like, he'll be on the Champions Tour, probably, but he won't be playing PGA golf, I don't think.
And if he does, I don't think he's going to be in contention. It'll be more of a celebratory recovery moment of, like, he's back on the PGA.
It'll be, like, fun for the fans. Like, you're still watching Tiger Woods play golf.
Yeah. I don't even think this is us overreacting of, like, how with this story in combination with the Kobe Bryant story and just kind of the things that have been happening in the sports figures lately. Like, this doesn't always happen, dude. Like, this is fucked that we've got two things like this. Like, arguably two of the greatest of all time in their sports having, like, not just these aren't career altering injuries, like, these are life. Like, obviously with Kobe, that's like he's dead, like he died.
Yeah.
And with Tiger, it's about as close as you can get to that, or pretty darn close to it. Like, we're sitting here saying he's never going to play golf again. At first everyone's thinking, like, fuck, is he going to be able to walk? Is he alive? All that stuff. Like, that's how life altering it is. It's just crazy that these things happen within a year.
And I don't necessarily want to make, like, a joke or anything, but all I'm gonna say is, like, if I'm Tom Brady, I'm walking around in a fucking hamster wheel for the next 6 months.
Seriously. But,
you know the episode of Seinfeld, the bubble boy?
The bubble boy. Moops.
That's Tom Brady for me. Yeah. Like, Giselle is pushing him. He's wearing a life jacket even when he's on flat land in the middle of the US. Like, he is not going anywhere. Like, I cannot take this. Like, mentally, like, I was never a basketball fan, or I'm not really, but Kobe is unreal. Huge golf fan. Tiger, like, if you don't like Tiger Woods, you're weird. Like, you're not even stupid. You're just a weird person.
He doesn't have haters. Like, Kobe has haters. Team sports players have haters. He has no haters.
No.
Yeah.
It's not a thing.
Like, if I'm Connor McDavid, dude, like, you better be fucking safe. Like, don't even drive when it's snowing.
Seriously.
Just get
That was my other thought. Is fuck cars, dude. Fuck cars. I fucking hate cars.
Fuck helicopters.
I don't know, but fuck helicopters, fuck cars, fuck transportation. How are we in the spot right now where I can communicate with someone in China, like, live in real time, but I can't be safe going from work, like, from house to work?
Yeah.
Well, there's also a reason why they make you take, like, exams to get your driver's license, and they just let anybody fucking buy a computer.
True.
But I've had this idea before, and please don't stump me. Don't like, bring actual facts or science into this. What if we made all cars out of sponge, like, very, like, high temperature capable sponges? So if you ever got into an accident, you just kind of absorb.
Well, I think that's what airbags are for, no?
But the whole, like, the exterior of the car, like, the shell is made of sponge.
Well, yeah, but also at the same time, what happens when
it rains? I don't know.
Well, that. What happens when
you use more gas?
No, but when you get, like, let's say, like, you rear end someone, and the person right behind you rear ends you, and now you're a sponge, and
yeah,
and your fucking final destination on the I-5. Have fun.
Yeah.
But aren't cars also technically designed to, like, properly impact in on themselves just so that people, so it minimizes injuries? Like, car safety has come a long way in the past, like, 20, 30 years, right?
It has.
Oh, yeah, easily.
So
it has.
But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, first thing is I'm glad he's actually just alive. And that's actually, that pains me to say, because I'm like, fuck, like, if he died today, like,
I could
watch sports.
That would have affected me more than the Kobe thing, I think, sadly. Yeah. Like, it's kind of douchey to say, but that's just, like, my world of what I grew up on.
Yeah,
but
I agree.
All right, let's move on.
Yeah.
Before we get to go to Moats, I had this thought-provoking question, which I've kind of warned the guys about. So, another thing that happened today is fucking Bruce Springsteen and Barack Obama started a podcast. It's called, what is it called? It's called Renegades Podcast. I don't even know what the fuck they're going to talk about. I didn't even know they were friends. Like, what the actual fuck? I'm a big Obama fan, and I'm not going to lie. I don't listen to Springsteen. I don't fucking know. But this just doesn't seem fair. As a podcaster and as a group of podcasters, I think we can all agree and say we feel a bit jaded. We feel like we're like the local family restaurant. And motherfuckers came in here with an Outback Steakhouse. That's what they're doing to us.
They're taking our business.
No, dude.
Taking our jobs.
Dude, we have a cute family restaurant. And then next door to us is like a lot three times the size. And what do we see go up? A bunch of golden arches. Just a big fucking
McDonald's. Yeah.
See you fucking later.
Dons.
But just such a very unexpected combination of people. So I had a question, if you guys could think of the unexpected before it actually happens. Can you expect the unexpected with a weird duo of podcasters?
Yes.
Josh, what's up?
Bill Cosby and Kanye West.
not a bad one.
What's their first episode? What are they talking about?
Naps.
Kim Kardashian. They're talking about Kim K. There's got to be something there. There's got to be a joke. I don't know what it was, but like, as you pitched that question, I'm like, huh. I'm like, Bill Cosby and Kanye. I'm like, yeah, that'd be kind of funny.
Hell yeah, dude. Yeah. Let's do this little trend. Let's do the like bad jokes only. Like, if you don't say a bad joke, you're kicked.
Oh, God.
Raph, what's up? What's your pick?
My pick was Jack Black and Zach Galifianakis.
I think it'll be a good one
because I think it'll be like two of the exact same people just like going back and forth and yelling at each other.
I'm
just trying really hard not to break character, and I think it'd be really funny.
Oh my god,
that would be sick. I got two. First one, Donald Trump and Kim Jong. I think if the translation worked out there, I think it'd be absolutely electric. It'd be like fire and ice coming together to create a superpower. And that my other one was Rosie O'Donnell and Whoopi Goldberg. I feel like two very polarizing personalities, but they appeal to very different markets.
Another one, Betty White and the Queen.
Damn!
We talked about this the other week.
Dude, they would have to have two nurses on shift and like a fucking, what are those, defibrillators? Or is it like
defibrillators?
Yeah, those things.
Fuck, dude, strap each of them up to an ECG and just monitor their heart rates.
Okay. Here's a good one. How about Dave Portnoy and Kevin O'Leary?
Ooh, okay.
A little financial.
Mr. Wonderful. And then you've got Dave Portnoy.
Oh, man. I feel like after one episode, they'd have me inspired to quit my job and end up on the streets.
Easily.
I thought about, dude, for the Betty White one and the Queen, easily, episode is presented by Life Alert. Have you ever fallen and can't get up?
It's either that or one of those chairs that goes upstairs, like on the side of the wall, and just slowly drags them.
The Queen's like, I have people that carry me up, but if you're a peasant, you can buy this.
Oh my god! In terms of pure audio, like satisfaction, Joe Buck and Jim Nantz.
Okay. Okay.
Ooh.
Okay.
Okay.
What about like a little, what about like a little Morgan Freeman?
And yeah, there's one other one. Morgan
Freeman. Who else narrates movies?
Oh, who's the guy who does the animal documentaries recently?
David Attenborough.
Yes.
David Attenborough, yes, yeah, yeah.
That would be sick, dude.
I would cream my jeans listening to those two guys.
Josh, that is a legitimate definition of ASMR for you, if you still haven't figured it out.
There was one thing I saw on Facebook where it's like, if I was gonna die, I'd want Clint Eastwood to kill me while Morgan Freeman narrates it. I'm like, that's a good way to go.
That's a good way to go.
Fantastic. I would say if there's anyone out there who's thinking about a birthday gift for me down the road, if you could somehow get David Attenborough narrating me, like going to have sex, like, you know, like going on the hunt, and like here you see this fat blob going in, trying to get some.
That's
the kind of sex tape that I want one day.
What was that thing that you could pay, where you could pay celebrities to like say whatever for you again? What was that website
called?
Cameo. Cameo, yeah. What if we just got like a cameo of just like David Attenborough hyping you up to go to the bar to pick up chicks or something?
That's so sick. Do you think you're allowed to record cameos? Like, I bet you that's in their terms. Like, if you're allowed to like save it and record it.
I think you can. I think they send it to you as like an MP4 or something, don't they?
Oh, that's sick, dude. We could pay David Attenborough and be like, I'm just sticking rank podcast. A shit impression, right?
I think that'll be a licensing issue, but I think you're right.
Ah, dang it. Yeah. Okay, well, we'll figure
technicalities.
It out. We'll cameo the shit out of him and not tell him. Yeah, we're so small time. He's not going to look into it.
It's gonna be really interesting. Like, I like Pinto, and I remember everyone. Like, and this is the thing that I think Sens fans need to start realizing: we need to stop looking at the draft. We really need to stop looking at a player being like, he was drafted way too early. You know who you can make an argument who was drafted way too late? Mark Stone, sixth round pick, and now he's making $9.5 million. Pajot, drafted I think in the fifth round and making $5 million. Hoffman.
Welcome to the Sens Hour podcast, your number one source for Sens content, part of the Hockey Podcast Network, hosted by Shane from Ottawa and
Derek from Muskoka, almost near Leaf Country out here.
But I think Clevin was right up there because they traded up to get him with the Leafs. And again, they passed up some talented players for a guy like Clevin. But now Clevin's all of a sudden looking like a talented player himself. Like that goal that he scored in the third game in UND was outrageous. It was just not something you're expecting from the Twitter scouts, especially.
Sens Hour Podcast, your number one stop for all your Senators content. New episodes coming at you every Monday and Thursday, part of the Hockey Podcast Network. Have a good one. Stay safe.
Take care.
Okay, boys, it's that time. It is time for Goats and Wugs. Oh. And Jesus. We are back with our favorite segment, everybody. We know you're excited for this one, and we are excited to bring it to you. It is the Goats and Wugs of cell phone apps. Or, sorry, I should just say apps, right? Probably just apps.
Yeah.
Yeah, just apps. There's no timetable for this at any point. What? Before we start,
when was the first app invented?
Yeah.
Right now.
Do you think like with the first iPhone?
Yeah.
They probably coined that phrase, the app.
It was like 07, 08, I think.
Yeah. I remember having to explain like what an app was to my mom like 2 years ago.
So.
Didn't get it.
You guys are all completely wrong. Fuck. 1997.
Okay. But what they're going to say with that is the probably.
Snake on the Nokia.
Because like any kind of, never mind. I'm wrong. Cause it was termed any application, really. Like you could call.
Rath.
Yeah.
What was the first iPhone app?
That's what I'm looking at.
There's probably a bunch of them. Cause it probably came with
iPhone. The iPhone came with apps, right?
Yeah. Like setting and messages and phone.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay, goats and wotes of
goats app. And wotes of apps.
Let's see if I can figure this whole app thing out.
Start. It's either me or Josh.
I'll start.
Okay.
I'll kick us off.
All right.
The first one, Angry Birds.
That's a good one.
Just one of the ones that, like, the one of the very first games I thought that really, like, blew up. It probably still is the top seller in the App Store to this day.
It's got to be one of them. It might be the McDonald's of apps.
So good that they even made a fucking movie, which I never saw and I have no intention of watching. But nonetheless. Yeah.
Good pick. Okay, my first pick. I'm taking this one. I'm going with Vine. 7 seconds of Vine, baby.
So basically TikTok.
Basically TikTok. Yeah, the OG one.
There you go.
And really, like, this is one of the first apps where people were made famous from it. Like King Bach, Leanne V. I was fucking Leanne V. She was hot. Daystorm. Jake Paul. Logan Paul.
Right.
He kind of started in Vine as well. So the first app out there to, like, really make things happen for people.
Okay. I like it. Respectable pick.
I'm kind of happy that you guys didn't pick this one because I thought it was going to go first round for sure. But the most legendary app of all time, so good that it got removed off the App Store and you could, like, exclusively buy phones with this app on it for, like, hundreds of dollars, Flappy Bird.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. That app fucking took the nation by storm when it first came out. Dude, people were selling iPhones for, like, $600, $700, and these were, like, first generation, second generation iPhones or whatever it was. It was actually fucking ridiculous.
That's a Reddit trend right there.
Yeah, just because it had the game on it still. It was nuts.
I do remember Flappy Bird.
Yeah.
That app will come up later on one of my lists because it's definitely the goat for me.
Okay.
My next one, did you guys ever play Pappy Jump?
Oh, fuck yeah, I know.
With the red smiley face and you would hit the tiles and the ghosts would come and you shot. You would eat hamburgers and you could shoot flames at the ghosts to destroy them. But as you got higher, the tiles would, like, there wouldn't be as many tiles to, like, jump on. But the ghosts would move at you faster.
So, yeah.
Interesting one. I loved Pappy Jump. My dad had that app. He showed me it. I was fucking addicted to it. I would play it on his phone all the time.
Yeah, fair. Okay.
I'll take it. Never exposed. Next pick for me is Candy Crush. Legit, dude. Kind of reminds me of Tetris a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You guys get that vibe at all? A little Tetris action?
Yeah. I was a huge Tetris guy. I love
Tetris. So, little Tetris story. This doesn't even go to Candy Crush. I'm going right to Tetris. As everyone knows, I got a Switch recently. And I also just bought, like, an online subscription to play online as well. And I got Tetris. And like you, Josh, and probably like Raffle as well, I used to be sick at Tetris, like, on the desktop computer. I had the fucking arrows down. I was just going fast. I got fucking wrecked in Tetris over and over again. I must have played 6 games, and people were sending me line after line. Like, it took a couple to figure out the controls. Like, a lot of it wasn't my fault. But even after I figured out the controls, like, I got worked. I think I finished, like, 78th out of 100.
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so you gotta work on your Tetris skills out there.
Okay, I'm gonna go in a different direction here. I'm not gonna pick a game because I feel like we've done a lot of games. The Find My app on iPhones.
Find my iPhone,
like, because you can find your Apple Watch, you can find your AirPods, Find My Friends, all that kind of stuff is now, like, on one app, right? So that's just, I think that's dope. Like, that's huge. Like, if you ever misplace anything, just, like, whether you think it's at home or you think it's at work or wherever it is, like, you can just find it in, like, a matter of seconds. It's so clutch.
All right. I like that.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Fucking utilities, man.
Can you guys hear me still?
Yeah.
Is it echoing at all?
No.
No.
Sick. My headphones died.
Okay. My next one is Traffic Rush. Did you guys ever play that?
No,
is it like Frogger?
That reminded me of something.
So Traffic Rush, all it was you would have, it was like 3-lane roads. So it was like 3 going up, 3 going down, 3 going to the left, 3 going to the right. And cars would be moving. They would all be crossing this intersection. They hit, you would lose. And you would get scores based on how many cars you cleared in an intersection. So as you clear more cars start fucking coming and it gets fucking chaotic. It's actually fucked. Dude, I would play that for fucking hours. It was like Well, I think I still have it on my phone, actually. I occasionally play Traffic Rush.
Nice. Yeah. Do you guys did you guys ever fuck with Burnout, the game on like Xbox or whatever?
Yep.
Yes.
Such a sick game, dude. Burnout Revenge. Or like the one where there was a game mode where you had to like ram your car into the perfect spot so that it causes the most amount of destruction.
Yeah, I remember that.
Hilarious.
I remember those.
So fun.
That was a good series.
Yeah, it was fun. That was like the perfect racing game for me. Like Josh loves Forza, but that reminds me of the gym because it's like I look at a dumbbell, I'm like, I don't know what the fuck to do with that. I look at the F1 car, I'm like, the fuck? I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Give me a Burnout car and I can hit people with it. That's all I need. Yeah.
Power cycle. All right,
my last pick here. I feel bad because you're all right. We're going to games a lot, but I'm going to a game again. Unblock Me. Unblock Me was sick, dude.
Dude, yeah. I was playing that today.
Really?
There yeah. you go.
I play on expert level. It's actually sick. I yeah. love that game.
Legends Never Die, dude. It's a great yeah. game. What would you guys relate it to? Like, if you had to relate it to like an all-time game or like a board game that's similar to, I don't think it is.
No,
like, there's nothing concept, like it.
I feel like this concept has been done before the game was made, but then when it was made, it was it's like something you've never seen before as well.
Yeah,
I
the one intriguing thing to me that I will say is like if you actually look at the game, because I was looking at just how many levels they have, like how many different combinations you can have in terms of levels, dude. Like it's fucked.
Yeah. Oh, it's insane.
The pieces don't change, but you can. But how often, like how many different pieces you have where you can rotate them, where you can put them.
Yeah.
Like it's
endless crazy. Possibilities.
Like yeah. how long that would take.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I feel like half the people that make games or all the people that make games nowadays are just mathematicians. They're like, what kind of game can I use to make different permutations and combinations and fuck this world up with it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fair.
Pretty much.
Raph?
My last one is, I'm a huge music guy. I love music. Fucking Shazam.
Shazam. Great app invention.
Shazam is a nice app. Like that, how that can just like distinguish whatever song is playing. Granted, like it is fucking, it is such a good app. And it can do it so quickly and very accurately for the most part. So
whoever thought about that is a fucking genius.
Whoever programmed that is really smart.
Because how many times has a song come on and everyone's like, oh my God, what is the song? I want to know the name. I want to know the name.
Now, yeah.
Hold Shazam. And I don't mind Shazam because it kind of gives you occasional notifications where it's like, hey, you're a trendsetter. Because if you like Shazam a certain song,
yeah,
and it's like this song just got, you know, hit 10,000 Shazam. So like 10,000 people want to know. It's like it's getting popular and you like see it like climb up the charts. It's kind of cool in that sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is the like music is cool before everyone knows it. That's dope.
Yeah, exactly. Whoa.
Any honorable mentions before?
Oh, do we want to do that first?
Yeah, for just before we move on to Whoa. So my honorable mentions for GOATs, Temple Run.
Yeah.
I think it actually came out 10 years ago, which is actually fucked. Temple Run and Fruit Ninja. Those were unreal.
Fruit Ninja's out there. Honorable mention, Clash of Clans.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You were a Clash guy, hey?
Yeah.
Both of you guys were?
Looking back, yeah. Fuck that.
Roger more so than me.
For knowing the entire time how much of my time it was going to take up, like how much it would escalate into like I was okay. I just started my like 2 week build. Great time.
Yeah.
Fuckers.
Yeah. My honorable mention that has not been said, Pokemon Go.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
That was so
great
fucking
idea
fun.
As well.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, right.
How fucked how like people would legit like sprint to like catch like some random Pokemon. Like,
yeah, dude, it was sick.
Oh my God.
It was the closest you could get to like actually trying to catch Pokemon in real life, and everybody loved it.
Do you think, Raph, you can maybe, I'm looking at the English Bay background here and I'm thinking, do you think you could work it into a pickup line of some sort?
No, what?
Like a flirting approach. Do you think you could go up to a girl at a beach and be like, hey, what's up? I found you.
I'm looking.
No. Never.
I think so. Hey, I was
no.
Go up to a girl laying down in tan and be like, hey, I was looking for Snorlax. I guess I found it.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, I can't wait to just get absolutely smacked across the face of that.
Just run, dude. Just start running.
Just start running.
Dude, not even that. You like go up to a girl and like, hey, I'm looking for Squirtle. Is he around? Oh, that's you? Cool.
No.
We might have to cut that.
No, hell no, dude. We're live, bro.
Fuck.
Oh God. Good one.
Okay, votes. Josh, okay. Let's go. Let's crank these out.
All right, votes. The first one was Flappy Bird. I hated how the app crashed. Dude. And download it anymore.
So fucking sick. Legendary app.
And then I remember like the next day it wasn't Flappy, but it was basically just like a synonym for Flappy and then the word for Bird.
Yeah.
And it recreated and no one gave a shit. It was it did not matter. It was Flappy Bird or fucking bust.
Yeah,
this is all the hype. Literally just about the hype. That's it.
Yeah.
Fucking crazy. All right, my first vote is going to be fucking BBM. Get me out of this. I don't. Why?
What is that?
I don't. BlackBerry Messenger. Oh, it was huge.
That was lame.
There was a point where it came back like for all types of phones. Like there was a point where it was like an Apple app.
Weird.
I remember it in high school. It came back, and I was like having to ask girls for their BBMs again. why am I doing this? Dumb stuff.
All right. Mine is going to be kind of like a bundle thing. Any kind of dating app. I think they're just fucking
dumb. Really?
Yeah. It's just like, yeah, it is what it is, but it's just like a fucking, I don't know. I feel like it shouldn't be a thing, but it is a thing regardless. You know what I mean? Like it's almost like an easy way out kind of thing in like the dating world.
Yeah. I would say so. I think it's,
I would love to see the stats on how many one night stand babies we got out there because of this app.
Like, dude,
how many one night stand daddies are out there?
Yeah, like
you know what's nuts?
Like per capita.
Yeah.
There's this guy, I was on Reddit one time, and there's this guy, and he basically made like a flow chart out of like, he swiped right 1,000 times on Tinder. And then he saw like how many times he got no matches, how many times he got matches, how many times those matches that he got matches to would lead to like a conversation, how many times they'd actually go on a date, like how many times they start dating. Like it was a really interesting flowchart. And out of like, I think the 1,000 people he swiped right on, I think he got like 2 or 3 like actual good dates out of it. Like it was really interesting. Yeah.
Wild.
Yeah. It was a cool flowchart.
There are some shitheads out there.
Oh, absolutely.
And like just some duds of personalities.
Oh yeah.
Josh.
My second vote is SimCity. The updated version. So I think it came out, I don't know, like maybe 3 or 4 years ago. And you had to build certain things, but like the shitty thing is like when you would build it, you had to wait X amount of times. So, like there was like one electrical component for a factory to like make them. It took 7 fucking hours. And I'm like, this is fucked. Like, this is so stupid. Like, I invested so much time into that game.
Yeah.
Like, fuck this. Like, I deleted it. I'm like, I'm not waiting 7 hours for shit. Like, it was just a colossal waste. With no, and like, you couldn't win. Like, there's no way to win. You just, like, keep building your city.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. Just did nothing for me. Anyway.
I feel that.
Those are the hard games for me. To like accept that I'm enjoying are the ones that have really no goal. Well, I guess a lot of games have no goal, but even just like there's no winning or losing, you just play.
Yeah.
Like I remember like when Minecraft, I was like very apprehensive towards Minecraft because I was like, why the fuck am I doing this? Like,
oh, Minecraft is so fun.
It was fun. Like I think I was mad that fun. I was enjoying it. I was like, why did I just spend 2 hours doing this? Like I just built a diamond castle. Why did I do that?
Fucking sick.
Yeah, but like I couldn't chirp anyone about it. I couldn't be like, "Yeah, you fucking suck. Look at my house." Like,
yeah, you could.
No, what's what no? Do you mean? Yeah. No, nah.
Me and Justin would play it all the time, and we just fucking build stupid things and just bomb each other's houses.
That would be funny.
Yeah, right.
Open world nonsense.
Exactly. All right, E.
Oh, it's me.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going next with Facebook. I mean, Facebook. honestly, I'm pairing Facebook and WhatsApp together. Motherfuckers be invading my privacy, I guess. And they aren't going to like what they see. Like, I'm okay with you looking at it, but fucking buyer beware at this point.
You're
not like, sure, take all the info you want, but you're not going to know what to do with it. I'll tell you that much.
I love it. That's awesome.
Boomer moment for me.
Big boomer moment.
Yeah.
My next one is any. I'd like, and I have an. It's another grouping type thing.
That's okay.
any app that is like some sort of like just like app of just like a utility of some sort. Like there was like the Zippo app, there was the beer chugging app, there was the fucking electric razor app. Like all those apps are so stupid.
There's the gun app too.
The gun app, yeah, where just like a little gun, you just like tap screen, like psh, psh,
psh. Oh, so like it just like makes
the Zippo where you just like open the Zippo and then fucking it's like a lighter, it just like doesn't do anything.
That was
so dumb.
That's all it is.
There was one that was like a foam glass of beer lodge, and you could go like this with your phone, and then it just started like pouring beer into your mouth.
I remember people showing me those, like the gun one, and I'm like, cool.
Yeah, like what now?
Yeah. It kind of makes you sick. When people do that to you, though, they make you feel like the idiot.
Yeah.
Because they're like, yo, look how cool this is. And you're like, this isn't cool. And they like, all right, I'll go. And then everyone else they show is like, that's so cool.
Yeah, right?
Dicks.
That's pretty dumb. Okay, my last vote. And I'm going to be a bit of a boomer here, too. Instagram.
And yeah.
Not because of what it is right now, but I have an iPad that I haven't used in the longest of times. And I downloaded Instagram. And somehow, and keep in mind, I tried to download this app probably 7 years ago, six, 7 years ago. And I Googled it today. Instagram has not created an app friendly to an iPad.
Like, is that it's just a shitty port.
Like, is that not weird to you guys? It's like looking at a big phone at that point. So
yeah,
basically how it would look is you would have a big screen, but like your iPad would just be naturally black on the sides and you would just be scrolling Instagram. Like,
yeah.
How do you guys not put anything together in that? Like, I think that's so frustrating.
I think it's also the exact same way on Snapchat, too. If you download Snapchat on an iPad, I think it does the same thing.
Yeah, Snapchat I could see because, like, you don't necessarily, like, take pictures. But, like, an iPad, dude, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like, yeah.
It's, I feel like everyone's got a tablet nowadays.
Yeah, it's just it's weird to me. It's weird.
It's always been weird for Instagram for me that you can only post on your phone. Like, that makes no sense. Like, you can't post on a computer, even on like a desktop.
You can.
Really?
Well, not, you have to use like third party sources.
No, you can post, it depends on what it is. Are you trying to post a photo or a video?
Either.
Video, you can do IGTV.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've done
it. That might be a new thing, but I remember doing stuff for the podcast and I was like, I had to find like, a fucking port, like, yeah, some sort of port to do it through. It was so dumb.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just weird. I feel like Instagram was bought. Who bought Instagram? Facebook?
Yeah, I think so.
Pretty sure it was. That's how you can link your accounts. But yeah, just like, how have you guys not fucking thought about it? Like, come on, Zuckerberg. Like, if you're going to watch Elijah jerk off, like, at least you can figure out a way to make an app friendly to an iPad for your most popular app aside from your own.
Yeah.
Anyway, my rant. E, number three here, pal.
Yeah, I'm going to go a bit off the board here, and I'm going to say the email app. Because it gets me so stressed out how many unread emails I have. And me and Josh talked about this the other day. He said even the number 80 gets him stressed out. And I'm one of those guys that has like just hasn't read emails. So there's like 11,000 right now. And that number just scares the fuck out of me. Like, what's in that folder?
You know, if you take it off your home screen and move it into like the side window, then it doesn't show you how many unread emails you have.
I actually go to it a lot.
Like, oh, okay.
Gotcha. I use it quite a bit.
Question.
Yeah.
I will do this free of charge because I actually don't mind. I will come over one day and I will just delete all of your emails.
I don't want that. No. I want you to read them all.
Yeah, dude. You'll have a better chance of me doing that than you fucking paying Raph his $100.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for that.
How much do you think? Oh, I've admitted that I lost, by the way.
I know, and I haven't forgotten. So, I mean, like, can I get those $100 or?
Yeah, it's weird. Now every time I get money, like when I won that big bet, I was like, oh yeah, I should pay off Raffle now. And then it's been a while, and I've like blown the money, and I'm like, oh, yeah, maybe I shouldn't. You know, I've always maintained that once we get back together in person, I'm like, I'm no scumbag. I'll pay you.
You're going to forget for sure.
But I don't like looking at virtual Raph. I don't want to pay virtual Raph. Fuck virtual Raph.
If you don't pay me the $100 in the next year, can we double it up to $200?
The next year?
A year from when I won the bet.
That's only like,
I feel like you lost, like eight, you lost the bet ago. In you lost the bet in November. So let's say that if you don't pay me back November 1st of 2021, then you owe me $200.
This is a tough ask because you can be a very petty person at times. So I feel like even if Bonnie tells you you can go outside in June, you still won't do it.
You think I'm not going to go outside for 8 months? Think about
I think there's a chance.
I think there's like, more of a chance of there's more of a chance of me going outside in the next 8 months than there is of you giving me $100 in the next 8 months.
Yeah, it's getting equal in my mind. It's getting close. I'll make that bet. I'll make it. You want to go double or nothing?
No, not double or nothing. Just if you don't pay me my money by November, then you give me $200.
All right. Sounds like a sick incentive. I'm down with that. Honorable mention, Temple Run. Temple Run sucks. Is it my turn to do that?
No.
It wasn't. No, it was Raph's turn. Fuck.
No, my turn.
50
yeah, yellow card. One more. Didn't we say that two yellow cards you get ejected next time or something like that?
I think we need to call like an actual penalty. So like,
I can remove him from the chat.
No, but I think I want to do the play where it's like if it's second round of picks, it'd be like replay second pick, 15 yard penalty. Or 15-second timeout.
Just scratch yours out.
Yeah. Didn't we make a rule a while ago? I think it was off the record where if we interrupted somebody out of order, then we'd have to shotgun a beer on camera.
No, God no.
I could have sworn we did something like that.
I think that's if you don't watch a movie, you're spoiled.
Yeah, we told Josh that was bottle of wine on the podcast for not watching his own movie. Okay.
Real quick, my last one is so I see these all the time, but like any app. This is like a game related one. Any app of like any AAA title video game on the phone. It's like when Call of Duty came out, they're like, oh, Call of Duty Mobile or some bullshit like that. Like anytime they do something stupid like that, where it's like they take like a big game and then they make like a smaller app version of it. Stupid.
Same. Yeah. Hate it. That's like GTA Waste. 5.
Exactly. Yeah. Like why? Like what's the point of this? Like no. Get rid of it. Delete it. Don't even have it in the first place. Sucks.
Feel you on that one. Honorable mention Temple Run. I was never good at it. Fucking hate it.
Clash Royale, fuck that game, pointless.
Did you guys ever play Bike Race?
Yeah.
No.
Fuck with that game.
Sucks.
I put too much time and effort into that.
Yeah.
These games, all of these apps combined, we each spent like 1,000 hours on each of them. It's fucked.
Yeah. All right, boys. Okay.
That's the episode for today, everybody. Hope you enjoyed it. Like we said at the beginning, check out DraftKings.com, THPN promo code at sign up. You're helping us out by doing that big time. The other way you're helping us out is you're telling your mom and dad about us and what we're going to do for them. Thank you.
Oh, fuck. Us. Yeah, right there.
Yeah, you did. Yes. You got it.
Well, I was thinking about the other one this way.
Fuck.
when you think of it, sorry.
Dude, yeah, it's actually tough. Those guys over there. And thank you to the Senzauer guys. I think that's the one that we did today. We'll see. Fuck it. Episode 23 in the books. Bye, everybody. Oh, harder, baby.